This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News. It's Thursday, May 21st. I'm Katie Brown. Roughly 70 people rallied along a segment of the 32-mile coastal rail trail in Santa Cruz Wednesday to show support for a design that preserves the train tracks.
We're urging people to get engaged and write the Transportation Commission.
That's Matt Farrell with Friends of the Rail Trail. The group organized the rally ahead of the Santa Cruz County Regional Transportation Commission's decision on whether to tear out or keep the train tracks, which is expected this summer.
This sets a precedent. There are examples where we've been able to save the tracks and build the trail. We need to stick with that approach.
Farrell says sections of the trail between the city's west side and Santa Cruz Harbor and towards Davenport have been built without removing the tracks. His fear is if the tracks are gone, future passenger rail service will never happen.
If the tracks are removed, they won't come back.
Trail-only advocates cite a $77 million funding gap, a cost of $4.5 billion to make rail service a reality, and have concerns about the condition of the train tracks. World Bee Day, celebrated this week, draws attention to pollinators. In Monterey County, Friends of the Seaside Parks support bee populations every weekend with native pollinator habitat workdays.
Pollinators are part of our extended family. They're a really important part of our agro-ecosystem, and they also bring sights and sounds and beauty. Enjoy.
Laura Murphy is a soil scientist with Monterey County's Resource Conservation District. She's led weekend workdays since they began 5 years ago.
Every single Saturday, rain, shine, holiday, there's always a leader on site.
This weekend's gathering is at Lincoln Cunningham Park. That's it for Monterey Bay Today. We'll be back with more local news tomorrow morning.